Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Monday, October 25th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Are evil hacked? Groove responds as cyber criminals bulk up, and the further growing divide between employers and employees. This is the Business of Tech. The R Evil gang was hacked and taken offline by a multi-country operation. Confirmed by government officials, the attack was acknowledged by a known leadership figure in the organization, which appears to have caused an escalation, as the Groove ransomware gang is calling on other groups to attack U.S. interests. Published as a Russian-language blog post, the post also warns to not target Chinese companies, as they would need to use the country as a safe haven if Russia takes a stronger stance on cybercrime. Researchers at Kaspersky report hacking groups have had to get more efficient because security on software, web services, email platforms, and the like have gotten better. A modern cybercrime operation doesn't need malware authors and testers, as that's pulled from a central selling place, and instead have become a cloud-based, nimble organization. At a meeting of local government cybersecurity leaders last week, the focus was on cultural attitudes. Challenges such as walled-off agencies, employees' discomfort with mandatory trainings, and users' unease with increasingly standard procedures like multi-factor authentication and single sign-on protocols were discussed as the biggest challenges to overcome rather than technical ones. And in news you can use, Microsoft has announced the Microsoft Security Program for Nonprofits, which offers free access to security assessments, training, and tools. The goal is to sign up 10,000 nonprofits in the next year and 50,000 organizations in the next three. Why do we care? If you work for nonprofits, use those programs. That's free money, and it still drives consulting. Gartner said last week, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And I think this back and forth with the criminals is just setting the stage for that. This is going to be a tit for tat as this war escalates. I found the Kaspersky research a good read. It's in the Know Your Enemy category. They're smart. In news from the world of work, an analysis of Glassdoor reviews shows mental health challenges rose 143%, and reviews mentioning burnout jumped 100% during the pandemic. The top industries for work-life balance during COVID-19 were tech, with a 3.8 average work-life balance rating, real estate at the same, and aerospace and defense, also at 3.8. Related, TinyPulse's State of Employee Engagement report highlights a disconnect between employees and leadership. Here are some examples. A majority of employees at 74% would support a vaccine mandate, which is higher than the 68.1% of HR leaders who feel the same way. The trend toward mandating vaccines at workplaces jumped 74.3% from Q2 to Q3. 3 days a week in the office was the most preferred option for both employees at 44.6% and HR leaders at 36.2%. HR leaders overreported by 18.3%, those employees who were a quite a bit and a great deal burned out in Q3. HR also missed when estimating the level of employee exhaustion for remote work at 80.8% versus 37.9%. This is notable. Those remote workers are a lot less exhausted than leadership thinks. And here's an idea, a specific role assigned to remote workers, suggested less as a head of remote and more of a head of employee dynamics. Tech Republic is focused on the idea of a specific role to handle worker logistics, security issues, and building a culture that handles hybrid, in-person, and remote workers. Now, why do we care? Well, that role could also be handled by an outsourced organization or collaborated with one. That smells like consulting opportunities to me, and it's why I highlighted that. All the news continues to be a blinking red light that shows how important your employees are. The theme here is that most employers don't know what their employees are really thinking. Of course, that's not you, dear listener, right? Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero-trust, default-deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple-to-deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default-deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening. If you're in Miami for the Acronis event, come find me. Hit me up on social, and either way, I'll talk to you tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? mspradio.com/engage.
This episode is brought to you by Paycor, the HR and payroll software made for leaders. It's never been harder to recruit, hire, and engage workers. That's why HR leaders and frontline managers depend on Paycor for all things people management, from onboarding and performance reviews to compensation and benefits. Learn more at paycor.com/leaders. That's paycor.com/leaders.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success, from before you enroll to after you graduate. Pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.